Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Lee, a.k.a. Watch Me, and I'm here, my boy. Yes.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds, this is your boy Neebs, aka Watch With Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, and we want to wish you a happy new year. Bum, 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 bum.
What's sound up? Effects?
We should get sound effects. You know who has sound effects? Meg. Maybe we should ask him how he did all those sound effects. We need to make it sound effects on our show.
Yeah, let's get some sound effects for 2024. I forgot what year it was.
Oh my god, I always forget what year it is. It's so confusing because like I thought we were already in 2024, so I thought next year was 2025, and turns out we still have a little bit more time left until 2025.
What's happening in 2025? You seem so eager.
That's when the aliens come and they'll put us out of our misery.
Oh god damn, we have another year then?
I know.
All right.
Until then, you know, keep Zoloft going and we'll be fine.
Trazodone, the Adderall. Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's all right. Listen, guys, thank you so much for hanging with us, man. I think we are in February, I believe. We will be at our 2-year mark, I believe. Is that correct,
Chad?
February 1st, we will be 2 years, Salam Nerds. And we have to let you know, we just hit 4.64K on YouTube, which is awesome. I don't know how that happened, but hey, we're here. Almost 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. We got thousands on TikTok. And we got a couple of hundred on Instagram, and we got thousands on our Spotify and all those like audio platforms. So we're getting there, man. We're excited. We're starting. We have
growth,
a family.
Yeah, we have a little growth, but we got it.
And it's a natural growth, man. We worked our asses off on it, and you know, we built this family, and we got a bunch of people who join us live all the time. And that's what we're going to do today. Today is like a recap episode. Kind of like, you know how like you watch like Scrubs or Community and they have like a bottleneck episode?
Yeah.
This is our bottleneck episode. We're going to recap our favorite moments from the year. Yo, 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 we got Dirty Coach. Okay, so speaking of our favorite moments of the year, our favorite username is probably Dirty Goat Smuggler, who is on almost every week. So shout out. To Dirty
he
Ghost
follows
Smuggler.
Me on Twitter. I forgot his name right now. Hold up, let me look it up. But he's one of our longest, like the most active fans that we have. Like,
yeah,
like, it's just so nice to have him. And then every time we'll ask about who is it?
Quake. He keeps asking MCU. Quake. No matter what episode we're doing, whether it's related or not, he brings up Quake, which is a character from S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I believe. So it's really, really funny. But Jazz, man, how have you liked it? How is your year overall? Let us know. Good, bad, ugly?
Man, I don't know where these last 3 months went.
Yeah.
Like, it was just... Like, I feel like I was in Nashville for my friend's wedding, and I blinked, and here we are. And he got married 3 months ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've lost all track of time. I don't know what's going on anymore. Like, just, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that way about, like, November. Like, as soon as November came, like, I just blinked, and it was over. But... I'm really glad the way this year worked out, man. Like last year was bad, bro. I remember around like November, December, and January, like we almost quit the show because like I was going through so much depression, and I started like medication, and it was just like bad, bro. It was so bad. I remember
I would have kept it going.
I think like we skipped like a good, like, I don't know, like 3 weeks of episode. We didn't do episodes for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like it was like a good amount of time. And we're like, all right, we need to get our fan base back because it dropped significantly after we didn't do like a bunch of episodes. So yeah, man. And then we, you know, I think what really turned it around for me was that trip I took to Pakistan. When I went to Pakistan, it was one of the greatest vacations I've ever had. And I went with such a great group. And we actually did an episode on my trip to Pakistan, which you can actually tune into and check it out. But man, before that year, like, I mean, before that trip, like, it was bad, bro. Like, it was so hard to do anything. But luckily, you know, turned it around, man. I think it has a lot to do with some of the medication and good habits and good friends and maybe leaving this like capitalist society and this drone of just doing the same thing over and over again and going to the mountains with the fresh air and the fresh water and like where people live to be 100 because they do everything naturally. It was incredible. That entire trip turned my year around. What was the big turnaround for you, Jazz? How was your year?
This year kind of sucked.
Ugh, I know. Did it ever turn around?
Nah.
Fuck. All right. Well, you know what? This year, we're going to turn it around. This year, big moves. Big moves are going to happen, man. We got to stay positive. It's all about...
I'm definitely positive. Like, I know there are bigger and better things on the horizon.
It's just...
Sometimes like time, you want time like to speed up a bit because like there's certain things that you're waiting for, you want to get done,
yeah,
or in motion, and then like now I'm just like waiting for these things to fall into place,
yeah,
and in the meantime I just have nothing but anxiety until I get there. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I know it's there, like I know the future is there.
Yeah. Shout out to April in the comments. She's in on Instagram and she says, yeah, her year sucked too, man. April, we are so sorry that your year sucked. We know a little bit about it, but we miss you. We miss having you on when we talk about The Bachelor and the Golden Bachelor and all the debauchery that was going on. Hopefully things turn around for you and we can have you back. Our fans miss you too. So April, hopefully you can come back. But Jazz, I was thinking, why don't we recap some of our favorite episodes of this year?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good. Do we have
most of our episodes?
Do we have any comments? By the way, keep up. I can't see the comments, so just pop them up as they come along. Dirty Goat Smuggler sounds like a member of MENA chapter of Wu Tang. Like old dirty bastard.
Yep.
That's funny. All right, man. We had some amazing, amazing guests on. I love the people that are in the comments. I love the people that are guests. So I think the year kind of started like I always say the year has to like start with an exclamation point, right? And I think the last thing we covered was Andor. And then the first thing we covered was The Last of Us. The Last of Us was a good time. Ruzzy was on our episode every week. Mm-hmm. We were having such a good time covering The Last of Us. That was a fun show to cover. I really, really enjoyed it. Plus, there's like all these like background information from like the TV show and the video games. And I don't know. I thought that was a good time. We really, really enjoyed that. What were your thoughts about The Last of Us?
I mean, I loved Last of Us. I thought it was a great show. I don't think it was the best show of the year.
No, I don't think it was the best show of the year either. But it was
Andor did it for me, man. Wait, was Andor in January or was it last year?
So Andor was like at the end of December. So like technically it wasn't in our 2022 wrap up because our wrap up was in December. But it's like in the middle, I would say. Like,
okay, yeah, no.
It ended in December, but people were still talking about it come January. But it was amazing.
Okay. What about House of the Dragon? When was that?
No, House of the Dragon was a couple of years ago, bro. It wasn't last year. It was the year before that.
Oh my god!
I know.
It's been that long?
I know. Oh my god! I miss JJ. JJ was so great, and
Richard
and JJ were on our show every week, and they were so much fun. We miss them.
That was 2022?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, House of Dragon. But it's coming back. They got trailers.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
But it's not coming back till the summer. So we got a little bit of time.
Still, that's great. Geez, what else? Like...
We did our interview with Pradeep. We got some more celebrities. Pradeep was a celebrity that we got. Yep. If you're a fan of The Bachelor, we got Pradeep to be on our show, and that was fun. And then our biggest episode of all time, Sagar. Like, bro.
Yeah.
5 million views was insane. That's like crazy. It went so viral. It was in every single person's like story. I would like see people's story and I'd be like, that's me, by the way, guys. like my friends and family were sharing that tweet, and like I was like, by the way, guys, that's me. Thank God I put the link to our podcast on there, because like,
I'm very glad you did.
I know, that's I can't believe 5 million views for a tweet. That's insane. So we got a lot of new listeners from our Sagar episode, and it was a great episode. And Jazz, you carried that episode because I had technical difficulties, and I'm glad you did, because it came out really, really good after a little bit of fancy editing.
I do what I can, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then our Palestine episode was also really, really good. That was also one that did really well. I think those two are probably our two biggest episodes of the year.
You know what that tells me, man?
What?
Maybe we should give up reality TV and nerd culture and just go into news.
Sadly, I would kind of disagree, because those episodes did really well because of the tweets and the promotions, whereas The Bachelor does well without any tweets, without any, because I don't even post Bachelor content on the Instagram page and the TikTok page, and that still does well without it. It's like, those have, that's the most loyal fan base. The other ones were like, they'll come if something is like popping, but the Bachelor fan guys, they're always there, man. They're always there. Another episode that did really well was the one we did with Rocky, where the DCU was in shambles, where James Gunn came out and laid out the new groundwork for the DCU. That was a fun episode where we broke down everything coming out of the DCU, which, like, they're talking about it now, and they're like, it was such a bad idea to announce that, because it literally was the reason all the shows tanked. Like, Blue Beetle tanked, Aquaman tanked. They're like, no one's going to watch a show with a dead universe. And now they're regretting James Gunn announcing all of that stuff.
Yeah, you'd think it would be such a good thing to do it all up front, but no. And in fact, I remember that episode I was talking about how Warner Brothers Discovery would possibly put DC into a different entity and spin it off and sell it. And now there's actual talk of that happening. I'm like,
I know.
We called that months ago.
It's so funny. Our homie, who says this? Somebody on Twitter always says it, and she brings it up all the time. I think her name is Tammy. And she's always like, we called it on Salam Ner. She always picks it out. So I love that. The other one that we did was a show like I didn't really
Fisher.
Sarah Fisher. Oh, okay.
No, sorry. She was the actual journalist who did it.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Let's see. Mandalorian came out. That was a good episode this season. Not the best season, but it was still pretty satisfying.
It was aight. Yeah.
Yeah. We got more Bo-Katan stuff. We did a little Indian matchmaking with Shiv. I love Shiv. Shiv is fun to have on the show.
Shiv was great.
We
could possibly do our like favorite movies, because she was also on for Polite Society, right?
No, Shiv was not on for Polite Society. Polite Society was Ruby and Nav.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Nav also has one of our highest episodes, the episode about Hasan Minhaj and WWE. Like, people literally DM me and like, can you guys do more wrestling content? Like, people love wrestling.
Dude, I haven't watched wrestling since like I was 10.
I haven't watched wrestling since like 2002, I believe. That's the last time I've watched wrestling.
Yeah, when I was 10.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because like the Rock was like just like, it was like past the Attitude Era, and the Rock was just starting to get into movies, and I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, man, wrestling is a big deal. Because the thing is, like, I watch these like behind the scenes things about wrestling, and they're so interesting. It's more interesting than the actual show. Like, you talk about like Undertaker, and he does these interviews, and you find out like who are the people who almost killed him in matches because they were such bad wrestlers. Like, they talk about Goldberg and Mabel, and they're like, yeah, like these people, because they were so out of shape or didn't know how to wrestle technically, they would put people in harm's way. And then you would see clips of like how they actually did it. It's crazy. Speaking of wrestling, the Iron Claw movie is coming out. That's another one on our list that we're probably going to cover. So that's going to be really good. Love is Blind. We did Love is Blind and we didn't love it this year, man. We were kind of like out of it.
This year sucked.
It sucked, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I hate it because like, it's from Houston and they picked like the worst assholes from Houston to be on the show. And like, it sucked. Like, I just hated it all.
Maybe everyone in Houston's an asshole. I'm just kidding.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, fair. The other movie that we did with Marley Loves Film, that's another friend of the podcast. He did Super Mario, and that was a fun episode. And he also did Fast X. So we had him on for Fast X and Super Mario, and that was a fun episode.
That whole summer was great, man. I feel like so many good movies came out over the summer.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still trying to chase that, like, that content feed. Cause like, I don't do that anymore.
You know what? I realized that our movie content does better than our TV show content on the TikToks for some reason. Like, not in like general, but in TikTok. I think because like people will watch movies like a year after it comes out, but people won't watch an episode of a show a year after it came out.
That's fair.
Yeah. So like some of our like movie episodes, like Prey on Hulu, is still one of our best episodes. And we did that like years ago. And it's still
great.
And it still comes out. Yeah. Speaking of Prey, we got to do What If, because there is a superhero who is of indigenous background. And we just did an episode on it on Agents of Fandom, which, you know, was a great episode. Go check them out. But we're going to do one on our podcast too. But that's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Like 2 days from now or tomorrow?
Yeah. Speaking of Agents of Fandom, TJ's been on our episode. Garrett's been on our episodes a few times. TJ was on our Squid Games
Carlos
episode.
Carlos in our comments right now.
Yo, Carlos is the G. I'm just going to bring up. We did Blue Beetle with Carlos, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was a good one. That was a good one. I think out of everybody that's been on our show, should we pick favorites? Is that going to be a problem?
It might. Let's do it anyways.
I don't care. Carlos is my favorite. He's so funny.
He is. Like, he's just
I'm not picking favorites, but like Carlos is my favorite.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
Can't even argue that one.
Who's your favorite?
Oh man, for me it's between Carlos and MTF. I think
MTF
like,
is good too. The
like,
only
whenever we brought them on, it was always hilarious, and I could not stop laughing the whole episode.
The only reason I didn't pick MTF because he was on a few episodes that I wasn't on, so I missed them.
That's your fault.
Yeah, because I was on a date. I tried to join in through my date. I remember my date went to the bathroom and I was like, "Let me see what the hell Jazz is doing," and I signed in real quick, I saw you guys, and I was like, "All right, look at them." And then my date came back and she's like, "I don't want to see you anymore."
Damn.
They were unrelated. The two things were unrelated, guys, but still.
You go on a podcast, your date's like, "I don't want to see you anymore." She saw you go live.
it was unrelated. All right. And actually, it wasn't that. We're still good friends. It was just a vibe. All right. We did a Ted Lasso episode, man. Ted Lasso, not the best season, but it was a great satisfactory of like, you know, what's happening. Oh my god, somebody just mentioned something in the comments. Oh my god, you guys are going to address the fight that happened at the ICNA matrimonials. No. What? I had no idea a fight broke out at the matrimonial. That's insane. That's insane. Please send us details. We would love to cover that. And the reason this person brought it up is because we've done a lot of like episodes about dating and matchmaking and these like conventions. So we went to one in Dallas at the UPNA, which is like a Pakistani convention. And then we went one in Chicago. And there is always like drama surrounding it, and they were like, you know what, wouldn't it be funny if we took all the drama, got all the information from all these sources, and just like blasted it to the public and see what happens.
Spill
out of it.
Everybody's tea.
Spill right? everybody's tea. See what happens. No names. We didn't use any names, but like, you know, we relayed the situations. And people got really mad.
Yeah, that's why you don't do that.
People got really mad. They were so mean. They were like, they only have this many followers. My son has more than that. I was like, damn, yo, just because your son is cool as fuck doesn't mean you gotta make gotta bring us down. Also, let him know, man. Let him collab with us.
That ship has sailed, hasn't it?
I know. Actually, no, like I had a talk with everybody, like everyone who was hating on us, and I talked to him afterwards, and like I was like, listen, this is what I was trying to accomplish. You know, and like this is why I did it. And they were actually very okay with it. They actually were like cool with it afterwards.
Yeah,
so
I mean, there were some issues we need to fix as a community, and it's good that we're talking about it.
Sometimes you gotta air some dirty laundry to clean your dirty laundry, bro. Yeah, but no, if you know something about this fight, let us know, and we maybe we'll discuss it. We didn't go to ICNA this year, man. We weren't feeling it. Like, honestly, I was kind of like done with all the conventions, and also I am not technically supposed to be seeing anybody for a while because I'm contractually obligated to be single for the next 3 months. And you will know why come fall 2024 on Hulu.
I was waiting for that. I was like, where?
Yeah.
The only other thing I heard about the conventions at Riz was like, Hamza Yusuf said some things about Palestine and then somebody pulled the fire alarm because they were pissed at him. And I was like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, he said some pretty bad things. So I'm like, all right, maybe in context it was different. I don't know. But like from the TikTok video I saw, it looked pretty bad. And then somebody pulled a fire alarm and I was like, all right, cool.
Okay. Is that a felony? Like, can you get in trouble for that?
Probably.
Damn. Didn't that happen to Miss Marvel? Like she pulled a fire alarm during the wedding?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
If
let's
you
see.
Pull a fire alarm when like, you know, there's no fire. That's pretty messed up.
It is. All right. It is. Okay. Let's talk about Across the Spider-Verse. That is probably my favorite movie of the year. Hands down, thumbs up, 7 up, like the best.
You're not going to believe this, but what? Atif and Skeeb and I, we watched it again yesterday.
Yeah?
Like last night, we were up till like 6 a.m. just watching it.
Where the fuck was my invite?
Well,
no, I'm
I
just
didn't know you were going to be up at 6 a.m. Like,
I actually was, but I still probably wouldn't have joined.
Like we got back from New Year's, we're like, hey, let's hang out. Play some Genshin Impact, and then we're like, "Hey, let's watch a movie."
Oh, cool!
We fell asleep.
It was good. Across the Spider-Verse is probably hands down my favorite movie of the year.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, all right, cool. We're agreed. We're agreed.
It's not even close, dude. Like, I know Oppenheimer came out. I know we had like all these amazing movies, but like,
yeah,
Across Spider-Verse was just something else.
Yeah, our Across the Spider-Verse episode is number 418. So if you want to go back and watch that, feel free to check it out. We had a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of stuff. Hey, Dimensional Dean, what's going on, man? You're a newcomer to our podcast. Welcome, welcome. We are talking about all of our episodes that we have done throughout the year, and we're kind of just recapping a little bit of them for the new year. But happy New Year's, bro. Yes. So we just said Across the Spider-Verse was one of our favorite movies of the year. I would say one of my least favorite movie of the year is probably The Flash.
Can we not go to DC right now?
Listen, we did cover The Flash movie, which is episode 421. So if you want to go back and listen to us talk about the hot garbage that was the AI and the special effects in The Flash, feel free to do so. But that being said, Supergirl was awesome. I loved Supergirl in that. I hope she gets to continue to be our Supergirl, but it doesn't look like it. But, oh, man, what a waste. What a waste of an incredible Supergirl.
For real, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, Batman was amazing, too, but we're not going to get that either because that movie tanked. And so, yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah, and that weird, like, George Clooney thing at the end, I don't even follow.
Oh, because George Clooney was Batman.
Yeah, yeah, I get that, but I was like, what good does it do? Like, the universe is dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I should give me Nicolas Cage as Superman. I would love that.
That would have been cool. I heard they didn't even use Nicolas Cage in the scene that they have. AI. It was all AI. Yeah. He just like took some pictures and then that was it. One of the more controversial shows that we did this year was the Shahzada Sisters that is on Hulu with the Afghan sisters. Oh man, they're still up there. There's no sign of a renewal for season two, but you know, it was a fun time. I don't think they deserve all the hate they got. Maybe some, but not all the hate that they got. It was wild when that came out.
It was entertaining TV, I'll tell you that.
Our friend Selma came on the podcast to do that. She was an actor, and we got to learn about like all her life and how she was actually in the running to have her family be a reality show, which I thought was fun.
I would love to see that actually.
Yeah,
because like, isn't she related to like a couple of comedians or something like that?
Ali Aslam, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
So, right. Yeah.
A reality TV show around a family of like, you know, creatives, right?
That'd creative. Really cool. Yeah. Speaking of which, her cousin is actually going to be in a show called Deli Boys with Sagar. So
yeah, that's right.
Coming out on Hulu. Yeah, that's cool. We'll definitely cover that. Also, we had okay, so we talked about the worst movie that we've covered, which was The Flash. The worst show that we covered, Secret Invasion. No, Secret Invasion was the worst show we covered.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
I would still argue Love is Blind was worse.
But like people tuned in to Love is Blind, even though it was hot garbage. People still tuned in.
Fair.
All right. We did a Black Mirror episode, and honestly, I don't remember this episode at all. It's not even in, like, I don't remember covering Black Mirror. Who was our guest? When did we do this?
Guest was, but I remember two of the episodes. One was like a Hollywood paparazzi, and then she becomes a monster and tears everybody up. Then there was one.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
The Selma Hayek episode. Yeah.
That was another one. There was also the one with the astronauts where the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, I do remember it. They were not bad. It's so ironic that like this episode came out about AI using people's images to make movies, and then the strike came out right after that episode. So wild.
Yeah, if somebody was writing a script for the universe, they're doing a great job. Like, just perfection.
Honestly, I think if the world was a show, the show should have ended at the conclusion of 2020. Like, that should have been the series finale.
2020, bro. Go for
COVID.
2016. Like, we're good.
No, we have to end in a national disaster. There should have been a zombie apocalypse, and then the world should have ended, and then that was it. That was okay. All right. We did Barbie and Oppenheimer, so we did the Barbenheimer. That was fun. That was a really, really good episode. We did really well in the ratings for that one. Who do you think got more views? Was it Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Barbie, for sure.
No, surprisingly, Oppenheimer.
Really?
Oppenheimer episode had more views than the Barbie episode, which is crazy because we posted so many amazing clips of like Barbie. Like everything, everything Maliha said was like viral. Like it was so good. And I'm surprised that we didn't capitalize on it. And it didn't it did well, but it didn't do better than Oppenheimer.
Well, I mean, this Rocky. Rocky's just fantastic, man.
Rocky is super genius. Yeah. Love hearing him talk about it. Speaking of Rocky, another show that we did, Mission Impossible. That was the fun one. You know me, I love my Tom Cruise, who, you know, actually follows me on Twitter. I don't know why. I don't ask questions. But he does.
Dope.
Yes. And in the next movie, he's going to do this thing where he's on the wing of an airplane while he's in the air with no parachute. And guess what? I did it first. This is the first time I did something before Tom Cruise. So
I know. I'm just like, whoa, wait a second. What?
Yeah. Cool. But yep. You know what the fun episode we did? If you go to episode 447, we do an entire episode about white savior movies. That was a fun episode.
That was funny. Because we didn't script that one, right? Like, that was just us going out on a whim. Yeah.
That was a Salon Weekly. What happened was news came out that the family that... I believe the family that took in the kid from the Blind Side, he was suing them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was suing them because of like they never adopted him. They tricked him into thinking they adopted him, but they really did a conservatorship.
Yeah.
And because of that, they took all his money and they gave his money to their kids. Like, they're an evil family, bro. They're so
straight
bad.
Up evil. Yep. There's no other word for it.
And the movie made it look like they did all this stuff and they taught him football. And he was like, first of all, I already knew how to play football. They didn't teach me. They tried to make me look dumb. I'm not dumb.
Of course they did. He's black. Like, it's racism, obviously.
I think that was the final straw for white savior movies. I was like, that was the last one. And people were like, all right, man, we can't anymore. That was just really, really bad. But yes, that came out. So we did a whole episode on white savior movies. So if you want, go to episode 447, where we talk about all the white savior movies. Some of them we love, actually. And some of them are really, really bad.
Yep. Well, that reminds me of the Halloween movie episode we did. Or the Cool.
That was cool. It was called Gen Z and Halloween. I don't even know what we talked about, but it was a good episode. Yeah.
Why do we mention Gen Z?
I don't remember why we mentioned Gen Z. Or like maybe like the way Gen Z watches horror movies is different than the way we used to.
No. There was probably some news thing that happened that day. And then...
All right, maybe.
On how great they are with striking and shifting jobs. And
Yeah. All right. Also, we cover the entire show of One Piece. Carlos says, nah, man, Green Book won Best Picture. That's the white savior Apex. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I forgot about that. Oh, man.
Accurate.
I have not seen that movie, but I've seen so many clips of it on TikTok where I feel like I've actually already seen this movie.
You should just watch it just for the sake of watching it.
Nah, I just want to. I mean, Mahershala Ali, I watch anything he's in. He's amazing.
Yeah, we watched a movie yesterday or day before.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday we watched Into the Spider-Verse, which also has Mahershala Ali in it.
Yeah.
But day before, it was that one on Netflix. That new one where the world is ending and they're stuck on an island. And they rented a house like right outside New York City. It was on Long Island. I don't know.
No, never even heard of it. Oh, yeah. Saltburn?
Let me see what it was.
I think Saltburn came out in theaters. I don't think that's actually. Yeah,
it just released in
2023. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Leave the World Behind. Yeah, like
it released, Leave the World Behind.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Welcome back to Chess with Jazz. Today we're going to be looking at the Queen's Gambit. You start off by moving your pawn onto d4. Actually, I don't know chess that well.
Testing.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
All right, that's good. I think one of my wires may be a little funky, so I might need to change the wire. I will do that this week. Yeah, so we were talking about One Piece, Jazz. So One Piece was a show that we did. And that was a lot of fun. And you've been trying to get me into that show for a long, long time.
It took me a year, but yeah. I got you into it.
You got me into One Piece. And like when I knew the show was coming out and there was going to be a live action, I was like, all right, it's time for me to watch the show so that I can be ready for the live action. And I did it. And I'm 400 and something episodes in, still going strong. And we'll see how it goes.
Did you expect it to be as good as it is?
It's actually really, really good. I'm not going to lie.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a cartoon. It can't be that good. And then you're like, no.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I wasn't surprised it was good. I knew it was going to be good because I know most animes are good. So, you know, like Attack on Titan is good. I've watched that. So I watched the Studio Ghibli. They're just really hard to get into, but they're never like not good. Like, I think majority of anime are actually really, really good. They're just really hard to get into.
But why?
I think it's the animation, right? Because we grew up with, like, American-style animation. And when you see, like, Japanese-style animation, it's, like, so jarring a little bit. And then, like, the way they speak is jarring. The fast action with the strobe lights that, you know, give you, like, a seizure, that's jarring. So it takes a while for you to, like, get used to that.
All right.
You grew up with that. I didn't. I grew up with like freaking Transformers, right? Like 80s cartoons. Right? So it's a little different. True.
I started watching anime like when I was like 7 or 8. So
yeah,
like I remember coming home from school and watching Dragon Ball Z on Toonami. Like that was my thing.
I still haven't seen Dragon Ball Z. I have like Hulu has 4 Dragon Ball Z shows, and none of them is Dragon Ball Z. So like I have to watch that one before I can watch all the other ones. So it's like pointless.
It's great, man.
All right, I'm gonna get into Dragon Ball Z one of these days. All right, next we got Loki. We did Loki, and Loki was a show where I wasn't like they lost me in the middle, but it ended so good, and I'm phenomenal. So glad the way they pulled it off.
Yep.
Yeah, Loki was definitely one of our high shows. So I definitely like that. Another one that we did was obviously The Marvels with Aisha. That was a fun episode that we did. We enjoy that. She ended up doing a article for Brown Girl magazine, and she interviewed Maniba Aunty, who is, you know, Zaniba. She got to interview her and she reposted her, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was like mashallah, good for Aisha. She
also really like I love that entire cast. That entire cast in that movie is like pro Palestine, and like the whole like boycott thing came out around their movie, which sucks so much. Like Sagar, Zaniba Aunty, Anita Costa, like they're all like pro-Palestine, and like still like it hurt the boycott hurt them the most, which
is unfortunate.
Like, unfortunate. Yeah.
I feel like boycott should be a bit more targeted. Like you should support the people who are pro-Palestine, right?
Well, like, yeah. But here's the thing, like it's very confusing, and this is why we asked which I'm calling BDS to come on our show, because there is a lot of confusion right now about the boycott of Disney and Marvel and what we're supposed to be doing and what should be pressure and what should be boycott. So let me give you guys the background. What happened was, you know, Disney gave $2 million to a organization, which is like a health organization, but turns
it's
out
really Red Cross.
Yeah, it's really Red Cross. So it's not like they're giving it to the army, but then some people are saying, yeah, this Israeli Red Cross does have ties to the IDF. I don't know how true that is. I there's nothing I have seen to say what they actually do with the IDF, just the fact that they provide blood to the IDF, I think. I don't know, or stuff like that, blood banks and stuff like that. But people were like, okay, we're going to boycott Disney. And BDS was like, no, we're not going to boycott Disney. We're going to pressure Disney. Disney is a conglomerate. So even if you try to boycott Disney, you're still going to be supporting it because they own so many things. So let's be a little bit more targeted. So then what they did was they came out and they said, hey, for Black Friday, we're going to boycott all of Marvel stuff because Captain America 4 is going to have this character, which is very problematic. And a lot of people took that to mean we're boycotting Marvel across the board, whereas their website says we're boycotting them for Black Friday. The tweet, the Instagram post, the picture says we're boycotting Marvel for Black Friday. But then the caption underneath just says boycott Marvel. So people are like, well, the caption says boycott Marvel. The picture says boycott Marvel for Black Friday. The website says for Black Friday. So there is a little bit of confusion on whether we're supposed to be boycotting Marvel or not.
Whatever.
So that's why we're like, we need a little bit more clarity, because right now what they want is pressure. They want to pressure Disney to remove this character. And if you're not engaging with them, then you can't really pressure them.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. That's the way I think about it. Also, speaking of Disney, we covered Elementals. That was a pretty good one with Marmar. That was a fun one. We didn't have her on since Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it was fun to bring her back.
Yeah, like the, you know, Asian parent experience, like we all have it, so it's great.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. And then we round off this year with our last two episodes have been really fun. We did Godzilla Minus One, episode 554, which I thought was really, really fun to do. And then we did Doctor Who, the David Tennant stuff. And I think Doctor Who is going to be a reoccurring show that we're going to capture, because Doctor Who is very popular, and it wasn't doing well for a while. A lot of it is because, you know, maybe the writing, people didn't like the new Doctor. I don't know. I thought that the Doctor was fine, but she didn't have the best material to work with. But this new Doctor seems to have that energy that was missing, that spark. And I'm hoping that we can, everyone can become Doctor Who fans again. That'll be fun. But we covered the David Tennant episodes, episode 556 on our podcast. And if you're a David Tennant fan, you're going to love that episode because it was, we did a lot of fun Easter eggs with that one.
I need to catch up on Doctor Who. I'll do that right after Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jazz, trust me. Once you get to like the Matt Smith episodes, bro, not only are they gonna blow your mind, but they're going to like make you cry. They're so good. Like, so David Tennant episodes are mostly done by Russell T. Davies, and he is the one who is doing it now. But the Matt Smith ones were the ones being dubbed by Stephen Moffat, who did Sherlock, the Benedict Cumberbatch version. So he was doing both those at the same time. And he does a great job with that show. So that one is really, really cool.
I like how you can like mess up Benedict Cumberbatch's names and you'd know exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah, Benedict Cabbage Patch. Yeah.
Benadryl Cucumber.
Yeah. Benoxidil Cumberpatch. Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, man, these are all my favorite episodes. I definitely enjoy so many of our guests. They were so great. I love the people who come up in the comments. Brown Boy Wonder, always in the comments. Ruby's in the comments. Ruzzy's in the comments. They're always fun to talk to. Dirty Ghost Smuggler. All these people. It's so much fun to have you guys in the comments. It makes the episode more fun. And now that we're simultaneously streaming on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, yeah, we'll have even more people in the comments. Whatchamacallit? Who was in the comments last time? Murph was in our comments during Squid Games, and she was a delight to have. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, all right. I mean, it's been a great year, man. Looking forward to year three. So great, and yes, the old Dirty Goat Smuggler. Can't wait to have you back in here, man.
All right. Well, this week we are going to cover What If, and then we're going to cover Aquaman, and then we're going to, and then probably the week after we'll do White Claw. So tune in this week for some of our episodes. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.